Ahoy there, mateys! Captain Paw here! Welcome aboard the ship of the pirates who don't do anything!
Nothing. Zilch. Nada.
Not so fast, you lazies. Today, we're doing a little something.
Not again. We did something yesterday.
Huh? All you did was order Chinese.
Hey, it's hard to say, Mugu Gai Pan. Whoop, I did it again. I'm beat.
Here, have a wonton.
Ooh.
Over the past few months, we've asked our loving and loyal fans to cast their votes for their favorite silly song. Well, the votes are in, and now it's time to tally them all up in the astonishing contraption of silliness!
What a lame name. Who came up with that?
What? I liked it. Wonton?
Ooh.
Let the silliness begin! Well, classics like...
Everybody's got a water buffalo.
Oh, who could forget?
Oh, where is my
hairbrush? And it is...
Need an alpepino.
Watch the cucumber.
And... Bucket of bolts. Enough lollygagging, you slackers! It's time to shake a leg! Buccaneer Larry, man the vote sacks!
Aye, aye, Cap'n.
Pirate Lunt, hoist the booster!
Okay.
Let's go over the rules, shall we? We'll put your votes into the astonishing contraption of silliness. The astonishing contraption of silliness will count your votes. And then, the astonishing contraption of silliness will count down to the silliest silly song of all time!
That's it! The polls are closed.
Oh, great! Well, the moment has arrived! Buccaneer Lunt, the lever!
Number 10. Endangered Love.
We join Larry as he follows the tragic saga of Barbara Manatee in the daytime drama Endangered Love.
Barbara Manatee!
Manatee!
You are the one for me! You are the one I love.
Please don't cry, Barbara. You're a nice manatee. You've been so good to me. But I must go into the world and do noble things for the good of all. And you can't come because you don't speak French. Au revoir.
But if you leave, Bill, who will take me to the ball? Who's going to take me to the ball, Bill? I have a new dress and shoes, a new manatee lipstick. Who will take me to the ball?
I'll take you to the ball, Barbara Manatee.
Please don't go.
I must.
Don't go.
I must.
Don't.
Must.
Don't.
Must.
Barbara Manatee.
Manatee.
You are the one for me.
One for me.
Sent from up above.
Noble things for the good of all.
Yes, but first, Bill, will you take me to the ball? Oh, Bill, will you take me to the ball?
I can't dance.
You can't?
No.
I must go.
Please don't go.
I must.
Don't go.
I must.
Don't.
Must.
Don't. Don't.
Must.
Barbara Manatee.
Manatee.
You are the what?
Larry? What are you doing?
Jeff, watching a little TV, Bob?
Well, maybe you should read a book.
Yeah, okay.
has been Silly Songs with Larry. Tune in next time to hear Bill say,
Barbara, I've learned to dance.
Oh, Bill.
Number 9. The Dance of the Cucumber.
Larry will be performing the traditional Argentinian ballad, The Dance of the Cucumber, in its original Spanish. Bob the Tomato will translate.
Miren al pepino.
Watch the cucumber. See how he moves. Like a lion chasing a mouse.
Miren al pepino.
Watch the cucumber.
Que suave es movimiento.
Oh, how smooth his motion. Like butter on a bald monkey.
Miren al pepino.
Watch the cucumber.
Los vegetales.
All the vegetables
envidian a su amigo,
envy their friend,
como él quieren
wishing
bailar.
To dance as he.
Pepino bailarín.
Dancing cucumber.
Pepino bailarín.
Dancing cucumber.
Pepino bailarín.
Dancing cucumber.
Baila, baila
dance,
ya.
Dance, yeah.
Miren el tomate.
Look at the tomato.
No es triste.
Isn't it sad?
Él no puede bailar.
He can't dance.
Pobre tomate.
Poor tomato.
Él desearía poder bailar como el pepino.
He wishes he could dance like the cucumber.
Libre y suavemente.
Free and smooth.
Pero no puede danzar.
But he can't. Okay, stop the music. What do you mean I can't dance? I can dance. Well, what about Uncle Louie's polka party? Didn't you see me dancing at Uncle Louie's polka party?
No comprendo.
No comprendo? I'll show you no comprendo.
Mom, Dad, look over here. Get a picture of me next to the cucumber in authentic Argentinian garb!
Okay, Junior, but we better hurry. I think the dwarves have your mother confused with someone else. Say peas!
Peas!
Escuchen al pepino.
Listen to the cucumber.
Oigan super
Hear
fuerte.
His strong voice. Like a lion.
Listo a devorar.
About to eat.
Escuchen al pepino.
Listen to the cucumber.
Qué dulce es
How
su canto.
Sweet his voice.
Qué sopa
the
su
breath
garganta.
From his throat Parece is like a chorus
trinar.
Of little birdies.
Escuchen al
Listen
pepino.
To the cucumber.
Los
All
vegetales.
The vegetables.
Inviten a su amigo,
their friend,
como
wishing to sing as he.
Pepino
singing
cantador.
Cucumber.
Pepino
singing
cantador.
Cucumber.
Pepino
singing
cantador.
Cucumber.
Canta,
sing,
canta
sing,
ya.
Yeah.
Escuchen el tomate.
Listen to the tomato.
No es triste.
Isn't it sad?
Él no puede cantar.
He can't sing.
Pobre tomate.
Poor tomato.
Él desearía poder cantar.
He wishes he could sing.
Fuerte y dulce como el pepino.
Strong and sweet like the cucumber.
Pero no puede.
But he can't.
Ni siquiera dar un sorbido.
Can't even whistle. All right, that's it, señor. Come over here and let me sing you a song.
Adios, amigos.
This has been Silly Songs with Larry. Tune in next time to hear Larry sing.
Bob is really angry. I hope he doesn't catch me. It's so hard to run with the sombrero on my head.
Number 8. Larry's High Silk Hat.
One day, while he was waiting for the trolley, he had a hat,
my high silk hat.
He wore it high upon his head so proudly, a beautiful hat,
my high silk hat.
A hat like this just makes him feel so grandly. Now fancy this, and fancy that. The splendor of this hat in all its majesty.
Like a king in a royal cap. I feel so swell and handsome in my hat. I bet that others wish they had. In fact,
a hat as this, a hat as that, a hat so fine, a high silk hat.
Oh, Mr. Art Bugatti, now what do you think of that?
Now his hat was not all he wore so proudly. I must, in fact, share more than that. For upon his lap a sat a treat so fondly of chocolate this
and chocolate that.
Deliciousness that makes him feel so dandy. A chocolate kiss.
A chocolate snack.
Should such as he some more than candy, someone might buy a box of that.
I have my chocolate placed upon my lap. I feel so good, you just cannot top that.
I have my snack, a chocolate pack, a chocolate biscuit, and chocolate bag.
Oh golly, Mr. Nezzer, now what do you think of that?
Now time was passing and the sun grew hotter upon his hat.
And chocolate snack.
So beneath his hat he thought and pondered,
what should I do to save my hat?
He thought and contemplated as he perspired beneath his hat.
Along his hat.
He feared his chocolate treats would soon retire into a pool.
A chocolate hat.
I won't feel grand if I take off my hat. The sun's getting hot and my hat just might go flat.
My hat, it might go flat. My sweets will melt like that.
Oh, hurry, Mr. Trolley, before my dap furnace goes flat.
He decided to forgo his looks so dashing to save his hat.
And it'll snack.
So he placed the treats upon the seat beside him
and put his hat on top of that.
Oh, please.
Oh, please, oh, please.
Don't anybody sit close to me.
Sit close to me.
Upon my hat.
Upon my hat.
I ask. If all of you can be so kindly and just stand back away from my snack. A great big squash just sat upon my hat. A great big squash just squished my hat real flat. He squashed my hat, he made it flat. He squished my snack, oh what a that. Oh tell me anybody, now what do you think of that?
A great big squash just sat upon my hat. A great big enormous squash.
Oh, golly! What's your name?
They've never given me a name. I've been around since show one, and I still don't have a name.
Now, what do you think of that?
The Dance of the Yodeling Saboonists.
Hold it! Stop the countdown! I don't understand. There must be some mistake. I think perhaps the astonishing contraption of silliness may need some recalibrating. This ought to do it.
The Water Buffalo Song.
Oh, that's a nice one. The grandfather of silly songs. The one that started the whole thing. Let's pause for a moment of respect, shall we? That's enough. Hit it!
The Water Buffalo Song.
Everybody's got a water buffalo. Yours is fast, but mine is slow. Oh, where'd we get them? I don't know. But everybody's got a water buffalo. I took my buffalo to the store. Got his head stuck in the door. Spilled some lima beans on the floor. Oh, everybody's
stop
got it.
Stop right this instant. What do you think you're doing? You can't say everyone's got a water buffalo and everyone does not have a water buffalo. We're going to get nasty letters saying, where's my water buffalo? Why don't I have a water buffalo? And are you prepared to deal with that? I don't think so. Just stop being so silly.
This has been Silly Songs with Laddie. Tune in next time to hear Laddie sing.
Everybody's got a baby kangaroo. Yours is pink, but mine is blue. Hers
was small, but
number six. The Yodeling Veterinarian of the Alps.
There lived a man so long ago, his memories but faint. Was not admired,
did not inspire,
like president or saint. But people came from far and near with their afflicted pets for a special cure.
They knew for sure
wouldn't come from other vets. Whoa!
This is a song for your poor sick penguin. He's got a fever and his toes are blue. But if I
He's gone a little loopy, in case you haven't heard. Here's a couple penicillin for your sickly Arctic void.
No skeptic could explain just how, nor could one oft rebut the wondrous deeds that went on in that little alpine hut. Some would stand in silence while some just scratched their scalps for the curious ways of the yodeling veterinarian of the Alps. Whoa!
Good news on the penguin, Doc! He's up and kicking! Jump in your car, drive into the city, buy a jug of milk for your nauseated kitty.
The practice grew, their profits flew until one fateful day, when the nurse who did assist the doc asked for a raise in pay. The doctor pondered this a while, sat back and scratched his scalp, then said,
"No way, Jose!"
To the nurse of the yodeling veterinarian of the Alps. Whoa!
Good news on the kitty, Doc. She's feeling great. 6 kittens. Named one after you. Oh yeah, that'll wake. He's good.
This should work.
Now the moral of our story, it's the point we hope we've made. When you go a little loopy, better keep your nurse well paid. Some would stand in silence while some just scratch their scalps for the curious ways of the yodeling veterinarian of the Alps.
Number 5, the song of the Saboo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Larry the Cucumber presents in a sequential image stereophonic multimedia event, the Song of the Saboo.
This is a song about a boy. A song about a little boy and his saboos. A song about a little boy and his 3 saboos. The little boy who had a 6 saboo, a sad saboo, and a mute saboo. And also a hippo. This is me at the airport. This is my Aunt Ruth. This is me at a bullfight. This is me fighting a bull. This is me and the bull. This is me and the bull, and I think that's the bull's cousin. He's a saboo.
Hold it! You call this a multimedia event? This is a slide projector and a bedsheet! And what on earth is a saboo, anyway?
It's kind of like a cow. See?
Yes. Well, very good. This could be interesting. Carry on!
Saboo! Sing it with me!
Boy is riding with Abu.
Boy is riding with Cebu.
Into town in his canoe.
Into town in his canoe.
Six Abu is crowing and sneezing. Achoo moo moo, achoo moo moo, achoo moo moo, achoo moo 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 moo.
Achoo moo moo, 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 achoo moo moo moo.
Hippo chewing on bamboo.
Hippo chewing on bamboo.
Can't see boy and three Cebu.
Can't see boy and three Cebu.
That Cebu is growing and crying. Boo moo moo, boo moo moo, boo moo moo, boo moo moo moo.
Hippo
seen by Musabu.
Hippo seen by Musabu.
Tries to tell the other two.
Tries to tell the other two.
Musabu is waving and grunting.
Uh-oh. Wait! What happens next? Does the hippo see them? Is the poor mute Cebu successful in communicating the imminent danger to the other passengers? Is the boy injured? Why is the sad Cebu sad? Is the canoe wood or aluminum?
Oh, look. There's me and Bob at SeaWorld. Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Forgot about that one. There's me and that bull again.
You can't just start a song and leave it hanging like that. You know, I've come to expect a lot more from you. This is quite disappointing. I'm going to have to speak to Bob about this.
Oh, look! A Cebu!
Cebu!
No, wait. That's a water buffalo.
No more song about Cebu. Need another verse or two. Audience is standing and leaving. Bye-bye, moo, bye-bye, moo, bye-bye, moo, bye-bye, moo, bye-bye, moo. I want my money back.
Yeah, that'd be good.
The sign of the water buffalo, you don't want Cebu with yodeling lips.
Wait a minute! Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. It appears we're experiencing technical difficulties once again. Buy me some time.
Huh? What are we supposed to do?
I don't know. Think of something. Come up with another one of those silly songs you're so famous for.
But I didn't prepare anything.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Here, use this.
Chicken!
Kung Pao.
Chicken!
Mongolian.
Chicken!
Sweet and sour.
Chicken!
Cashew.
Chicken!
Do the mooshu. Mooshu, shoo, mooshu, 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 mooshu.
Do the mooshu.
Pork!
Mandarin.
Pork!
Barbecued
pork,
sweet and sour
pork,
spicy shredded pork.
Pork. Do the tofu, tofu, foo, to toast, foo, foo, fo, fo, do and to toast, foo, foo.
Stop! Break a fortune cookie.
Beware of grape with wooden mallet.
Ain't that the truth?
That ought to do it. A nice try, but I don't think it'll make the countdown.
Number four. This cheeseburger.
He said to her, I'd like a cheeseburger, and I might like a milkshake as well. She said to him, I can't give you either, and he said, isn't this Burger Bell? She said, yes it is, but we're closed now, but we open tomorrow at 10. He said, I am extremely hungry, I can wait until then. Cause you're his cheeseburger, his yummy cheeseburger. He'll wait for you, yeah, he'll wait for you. Oh, you are his cheeseburger, his tasty cheeseburger. He'll wait for you. Oh, he will wait for you. At the drive-thru till sunrise, he may have dozed off once or twice. when he spotted a billboard for Denny's, bacon and eggs for half price.
How could he resist such an offer? He really needed something to munch. Cheeseburger, please do not get.
One day, while talking with Dr. Archibald, Larry confronts one of his deepest fears.
If my lips ever left my mouth, packed a bag and headed south, that'd be too bad. I'd be so sad.
I see, that'd be too bad. You'd be so sad.
That'd be too bad.
Alrighty.
If my lips said adios, I don't like you, I think you're gross, that'd be too bad. I might get mad.
Get mad.
That'd be too bad.
Fascinating.
If my lip moved to Duluth, left a mess and took my tooth, that'd be too bad. I'd call my dad.
Oh dear, that'd be too bad. You'd call your dad.
That'd be too bad.
Hold it! Did you say your father? Fascinating! So what you're saying is, if your lips left you...
That'd be too bad. I'd be so sad. I might get mad. I'd call my dad. That'd be too bad.
That'd be too bad.
That'd be too bad. I love my lips. Beedle bap bop beedle bop boo, eebie dap bop boo, bada boo bop, yabba dap bop deedle bop boo, bop beedle bop bop dow, yabba dap dap boo, beedle bop beedle bop.
Oh my, this is more serious than I thought. Larry, what do you see here?
That looks like a lip.
What about this?
It's a lip.
And this?
It's a lip, it's a lip, it's a lip, 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 it's a lip, it's a lip, it's a lip, 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 it's a lip, it's a lip, it's a lip, 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 lip.
Larry, tell me about your childhood.
When I was just 2 years old, I left my lips out in the cold and they turned blue. What could I do?
Oh dear, they turned blue. What could you do?
Oh, they turned blue.
I see.
On the day I got my tooth, I had to kiss my great Aunt Ruth. She had a beard, and it felt weird.
My, my, she had a beard, and it felt weird.
She had a beard.
Oh!
10 days after I turned 8, got my lips stuck in a gate. My friends all laughed, and I just stood there until the fire department came and broke the lock with the crowbar, and I had to spend the next 6 weeks in lip rehab with this kid named Oscar who got stung by a bee right on the lip, and we couldn't even talk to each other until the 5th week because both of our lips were so swollen, and when he did start speaking, he just spoke Polish, and I only knew like 3 words in Polish, except now I know 4 because Oscar taught me the word for lip, usta.
Your friends all laughed. Usta. How do you spell that?
I don't know.
So what you're saying is that when you were young...
They turned blue, what could I do? She had a beard and it felt weird. My friends all laughed. What the?
I'm confused.
I love my lips. Bop beep bop beep bop
beep bop 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 bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop.
Have I ever told you how I feel about my nose?
Oh, look at the time!
Bye-bye-boo-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-boo-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bye-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-
There are only two silly songs left, and we're still in it. One song will go home the loser. The other will go home as the silliest silly song ever. And the loser is...
The Pirates Who Don't...
Hold it! Stop the countdown! Maybe we didn't collect all the votes.
What are you talking about?
Sure we did.
No, maybe we didn't. Did you remember to check the closet?
There's nothing in the closet.
Maybe there's more votes in the closet. Oh, look.
Wait a minute.
What's going on?
We cannot allow our own negligence to violate the will of the people.
Hey, I smell something fishy.
That's your friend.
Kung Pao Squid? No.
Number two.
Hold it.
Somebody has a confession to make, don't they?
Don't they?
Okay, okay. I rigged the election. That last bag of votes weren't official votes at all. They were all phony votes for our song.
I'm appalled.
I'm disgusted. You disgraced the proud title of pirate. No, wait. Maybe not.
I'm sorry. It's just that you've got your cheeseburger song, and you've got everything else, and, well, that song is all I had.
Well, number two is nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, that's really good.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. It sure beats the Forgive-O-Matic.
I heard that.
I guess you're right. It is nothing to sneeze at. Oh, will you guys forgive me?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Right. You
we'll
bet.
Forgive you.
Astonishing contraption of silliness. Will you forgive me?
Yes.
Oh, good. All right, already. Okay, let's set the record straight.
Number two.
The Pirates Who Don't Do Anything.
We are the pirates who don't do anything. We just stay home and lie around. And if you ask us who do anything, we'll just tell you.
We don't do anything.
Well, I've never been to Greenland, and I've never been to Denver, and I've never buried treasure in St. Louis or St. Paul, and I've never been to Moscow, and I've never been to Tampa, and I've never been to Boston in the fall.
We're the pirates who don't do anything. We just stay home and lie around. And if you ask us who do anything, we'll just tell you.
We don't do anything. I never hoist the mainstay, and I never swab the poop deck, and I never veer to starboard, cause I never sail at all, and I've never walked the gangplank, and I've never owned that barrack, and I've never been to Boston in the fall. Cause we're the pirates who don't do anything. We just stay home and lie around. And if you ask us to do anything, we'll just tell you we don't do anything. Well, I never plucked a rooster, and I'm not too good at ping pong, and I've never thrown my mashed potatoes up against the wall, and I've never kicked a chipmunk, and I've never gotten head lice, and I've never been to Boston in the fall.
Huh? What are you talking about? What's a rooster and mashed potatoes have to do with being a pirate?
Hey, that's right. We're supposed to sing about piratey things. Oh!
And who's ever kissed that chipmunk? That's just nonsense! Why even bring it up? Am I right? What do you think?
I think you look like Captain Crunch.
Huh? No, I don't.
Do too.
Do not.
You're making me hungry.
That's it. You're walking the plank.
Says who?
Says the cabin. That too.
Oh, yeah? Aye, aye, Captain Crunch.
Burg!
Yikes!
I've never licked a spark plug, and I've never sniffed a stink bug, and I've never painted daisies on a big red rubber ball, and I've never bathed in yogurt, and I don't look good in leggings.
You just don't get it.
And we've never been to Boston in that fall.
Pass the chips. And now, the silliest silly song of all time.
The hairbrush song.
Our curtain opens as Larry, having just finished his morning bath, is searching for his hairbrush. Having no success, Larry cries out,
"Oh, where is my hairbrush? Oh, where is my hairbrush? Oh, where, 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 oh, where is my hairbrush?"
Having heard his cry, Pa Grape enters the scene. Shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of Larry in a towel, Pa regains his composure and reports.
"I think I saw a hairbrush back there."
"Back there is my hairbrush. Back there is my hairbrush. Back there, oh where, back there, oh where, oh where, back there, is my hairbrush."
Having heard his joyous proclamation, Junior Asparagus enters the scene. Shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of Larry in a towel, Junior regains his composure and comments,
"Why do you need a hairbrush? You don't have any hair!"
Larry is taken aback. The thought never occurred to him. No hair? What will this mean? What will become of him? What will become of his hairbrush? Larry wonders,
"No hair for my hairbrush. No hair for my hairbrush. No hair, no hair, no wear, no hair, no hair, no hair, no wear, back there, no hair for my hairbrush."
Having heard his wonderings, Bob the Tomato enters the scene. Shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of Larry in the towel, Bob regains his composure and confesses,
"Larry, that old hairbrush of yours, well, you never use it, you don't really need it, so, well, I'm sorry, I didn't know, but I gave it to the peach, 'cause he's got hair."
Feeling a deep sense of loss, Larry stumbles back and laments,
"Not fair, oh my hairbrush. Not fair, my poor hairbrush. Not fair, not fair, no hair, not fair, no wear, no hair, not fair, not fair, not fair, my little hairbrush."
Having heard his lament, the peach enters the scene. Himself in a towel, both Larry and the peach are shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of each other. But recognizing Larry's generosity, the peach is thankful.
"Thanks for the hairbrush."
Yes, good has been done here. The peach exits the scene. Larry smiles, but still feeling an emotional attachment for the hairbrush, calls out,
"Take care of my hairbrush. Take care, oh my hairbrush. Take care, don't dare not care. Take care, nice hair, no fair. Take care of my hairbrush."
The end.
Well, that's it! The Great Silly Song Countdown is complete!
Thanks for voting, everyone! You guys are great!
Yeah, thanks!
I'm Klaus Squid,